Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Today marks 1 month since an EF3 tornado hit parts of St. Louis City and County. Joining me now to discuss where relief efforts stand so far, what impacted communities need to move forward, and what's still to come is St. Louis Public Radio reporter Hiba Ahmed. Hiba, can you remind us about the impact overall of this storm on St. Louis and the greater region?
Absolutely, yeah. So this was an EF3 tornado determined by the National Weather Service. So that means it was at its worst, probably over 140 miles per hour winds. It was about a mile wide at its biggest. It went through parts of the county. So University City, Clayton made its way into the city for the first time in decades, hit Central West End, the North City, and then eventually crossed the river into Illinois, which is where it dissipated from there. It killed 5 people. Mm-hmm. And their names are Juan Baltasar, Delois Holmes, Rena Lyles, Larry Patrick, and Patricia Pendleton, and it damaged 10,000 buildings, including many homes and local businesses. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to play a clip of tape of Annette Smith, who is Pendleton's friend. You know, Pendleton died at the historic Centennial Christian Church, where she was a dedicated member.
Miss Pat was an angel. She was one of the sweetest women I know. She loved the community. She loved people. She would always encourage us. And she'd be at that church 95% of the time. And she lost her life where she would be.
And as it happens, I had a conversation with Mercy Ann Lewis Thompson, right, about Patricia Pendleton in particular. Her having been in a volunteer position and place is also very relevant to who actually came out immediately after the storm. Mm-hmm. And this was community members really just leaping into action. Yeah. Where is it that those efforts stand today, Hiba?
Yeah, so yes, like you said, the community is really who stepped in when what they feel like was a gap in service. We saw organizations like Action St. Louis and For the Culture STL form what we know as the People's Response, which, you know, they've been on the show here. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of those efforts that were going for the past month, they have, these organizations have had to scale down. These are volunteer-led operations. And they said, look, we are not disaster relief organizations. We stepped in because there was a need and people were devastated in that moment, but they've had to scale down their operations. Many of them are now operating on kind of like a part-time capacity, maybe a few days a week, still trying to show up and get to those emergent needs for folks. But it's not an everyday thing that we were seeing, for example, at the O'Fallon and YMCA, where the People's Response was operating. They've moved actually over to the Kingdom St. Louis Church on West Florissant. The American Red Cross still has some shelters up across the city. I've talked to the representative there, and they've said that they're still seeing people come in. And the city has also now opened up the Disaster Recovery Center at the Chaffetz Arena in Midtown. It's now the central hub where people can come. And I got a chance to poke my head inside, actually. It's a really organized operation. Mm-hmm. Folks get to sit down and tell their stories to the volunteers there who are doing the intake forms. They're really trying to track exactly how many people have been impacted, how they've been impacted, and connecting them with resources. Mm-hmm. And that's where we'll start to see some of that FEMA operation take place as well.
Mm-hmm. What is it that residents can expect then in the coming weeks, Hiba?
Gosh, yeah. So the big thing is that there's a lot of aid relief in terms of money coming into the city. So I'm going to list a couple of different things here, right? So we have FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's millions of dollars that folks can apply for. They really should try to get those applications in as soon as possible. That's what the city officials like Mayor Spencer and Board of Aldermen President Megan Green has really been emphasizing. Tomorrow, the Board of Aldermen is set to vote to approve, hopefully, $30 million $1 million in RAMS settlement money, and that's also to address some of these like emergent needs that people have, right? In addition to that, Mayor Spencer had opened up $5 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to help stabilize housing. And then, of course, this past weekend on Saturday, Governor Mike Kehoe signed into law $100 million specifically for St. Louis for disaster relief. He also signed $25 million for the rest of the state because, of course, Elaine, this is not the first tornado that the state has seen this year, right? So that's a lot of numbers, but it's worth noting here, Mayor Spencer has said that the damage from this tornado, the May 16 tornado, is estimated to cost up to $1 billion right now. So when you put all these funds together, this is just a part of going towards that recovery effort, but that's really the big thing. The other thing to watch now is how can folks access all these different pots of money? Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to see, you know, more forms and applications open up in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm. As we close here, Heba, you spoke with a couple different people. I want to finish with a community member voice.
Yes.
Talk with us about one of the people you talked with.
For sure. So last week, you know, I went to this Board of Aldermen committee hearing. It was a public hearing on the RAM settlement bill. And, you know, the big theme there was that people want to rebuild North City. They're not just talking about leaving, but they want to rebuild. And I want to play this clip from North City resident Justina Kramer.
Mm-hmm. Key word is rebuild, because those of us who are rooted in this community want to stay in this community. I live in the city because I love the city. I was born, raised, reared, and taught by the city.
That was really important. I heard that over and over again from residents. Yeah.
Heba, thank you so much for giving us that update on
Absolutely.
What has been happening. Heba Ahmed is STLPR's education reporter.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.